Before we get started with this episode, I wanted to let you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. In honor of this, I'm making my signature course, Resiliency Sprint, 50% off just for podcast listeners. You also get lifetime access to CBT Family Toolbox, over 100 activities, resources, and ideas to bring cognitive behavioral tools to your family. Head to childanxietysupport.com/resiliencysprint to learn all about this foundational course. And when you sign up, use code PODCAST to get 50% off both the coached and uncoached versions. This offer is only good till May 31st, so make sure you sign up now.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Child Anxiety Fact Podcast. My name is Dawn Friedman, and I'm the owner of Child Anxiety Support, a membership for parents of anxious kids. I have my master's in clinical counseling and additional postgraduate training in child anxiety disorders, including exposure and response prevention and the Supportive Parenting for Anxious Childhood Emotions Program, or SPACE program, which was designed by Dr. Ellie Lebowitz of the Yale Child Study Center. I'm also certified in infant toddler mental health. FAQ stands for Frequently Asked Questions, and each week I'll be answering your questions about childhood and teen anxiety. Let's get started.
This week's question is failure to launch caused by anxiety? First, let's define failure to launch. What do we mean when we use that term? Well, failure to launch is generally used to describe a young adult child who is struggling in some way with the transition to adulthood. Maybe they're struggling to get a job or to get their own housing. Maybe they meant to enroll in school and haven't been able to or have dropped out. Sometimes parents talk about an adult child who has difficulty connecting with people their own age or out in the, quote, real world. This is a child who maybe most of their relationships are online. Perhaps these adult children aren't keeping up with their responsibilities at home, like cooking for themselves or their family, or cleaning up after themselves. But failure to launch is not in itself a diagnosis. It's more of a cultural description about our social expectations for older teens and young adults and the way that some individuals struggle with these expectations. And speaking of culture, failure to launch only exists in the context of these expectations. Some families may expect adult children to live at home for some time. Some parents may have different goals for their adult children than other parents. But when I hear parents use that term, failure to launch, I understand what they're describing is their family's frustration and worry about that adult child's functioning. And that adult child may share that worry or may not. Failure to launch may itself not be a diagnosis, but the presence of it may be part of a diagnosis. So why might an adult child struggle in this way? Well, before we get into that, we need to acknowledge that there are factors outside of the individual that may create problems. For example, it's a lot more difficult to move out on your own than when I was a young adult. Back then, 1988, minimum wage in Ohio was $3.35, and my share of the rent was $187.50. I had a roommate. Now minimum wage here is $9.30, but if I lived in that apartment today, my share of the rent would be around $1,200, which is to say it was much easier to launch in the past. We need to definitely acknowledge that. But back to that original question, could it be caused by anxiety? And the answer is, yeah, sometimes, sure. Or anxiety may at least play a part. Like all things, it's complicated. But this is an anxiety fact podcast. So let's talk about anxiety, specifically young adult anxiety that keeps that person feeling trapped at home longer than they want or perhaps longer than their parents want. Yes, that's a thing, absolutely, and it deserves care and attention. One of the reasons I don't like the term failure to launch is because of its emphasis on failure. And my experience in working with those families is that everyone is already feeling overwhelmed with the idea of failure. Parents are dealing with criticism. Why haven't you kicked that kid out of there already? Why are you holding them back? And certainly the young adults themselves are facing their own sense of failure in not accessing whatever it is they believe they should be able to access by now. Failure just isn't really a helpful way to frame it. Instead, like all developmental challenges in growing up, we can consider where and how people are getting stuck. What skills do they need to get unstuck? If we're talking about anxiety specifically, the idea of failure is going to make everyone much more anxious. So I think it is more helpful to talk about lagging skills. That is to say that the adult child is needing to work on and improve specific skills that will help them move on and launch. Those skills are learnable. We've said before that anxiety is about avoidance, and it's also about dread. I hear more and more and more from older teens who have very real dread about the future, and it's no wonder if you glance at the news. They're worried about being able to handle the demands of being an adult, and some of them are so overwhelmed that they freeze. That's anxiety. What they need from us is help to face those fears, tolerate the distress of stepping out of their comfort zone, acknowledge the very real challenges, and to have adults who believe in them. As parents, when children, even adult children, are struggling or have struggled or have faced very real challenges and setbacks, it's hard not to steel ourselves for more of that. We may unintentionally send a message that they aren't prepared to handle the real world. We may do this by rescuing them or by second-guessing their choices, maybe giving more advice than is asked for, which tells them we don't trust their ability to make decisions. We may try to take charge by calling their bosses or their college instructors or making ourselves necessary when really, at this stage of their life, we're supposed to be making ourselves obsolete. These are hard lessons for parents, especially when our children are asking us for help, are struggling in such big ways that it's clear they do need some kind of help. It makes sense that we fall into those parenting pitfalls where we mean to help and instead are perpetuating their anxiety. If we do too much caretaking, too much interfering, too much helping, we end up sending the message that they can't handle things on their own. So we need to do those things in very judicious, thoughtful, planned ways. What I've heard some parents say when we talk about this is, but what if they can't handle things on their own? What if they really can't? Well, that's why we work on creating baby steps to move them forward and to put ourselves out of a job. It's not an easy 1-2-3 kind of plan. It's not a, this worked for that kid, so that's what you need to do. It's a tricky, sticky, deeply individualized plan. And it needs attention ongoing as we adjust to what our child needs, learn more about what that looks like, and take care of our own complicated feelings around it. I'd recommend that the adult child get their own counseling and that the parents get education and support too, separately but complementary. The adult child has their own work to do, but the parents will need to learn and understand how they can best support them in reaching their goals. And if the adult child is unwilling to get counseling, the parents can still do their part and get their own help. The SPACE program, which Child Anxiety Support is partially based on, has been shown to be effective in helping families who are struggling with launching. You can see what I have to offer or go to spacetreatment.net to find other practitioners doing this work. I'll make sure to add a link to the show notes. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. If you have a question you would like me to answer on the show, please go to childanxietysupport.com/FAQ. And if you'd like to learn more about the Child Anxiety Support membership, please go to childanxietysupport.com. The membership offers courses, live events, and community to help you design a personalized program to free your family from the trap of child anxiety. I hope you'll consider subscribing to the podcast and sharing it with any friends or family who you think might find it helpful.
You can get more of my child anxiety content over at Instagram, where I'm Dawn Friedman, MSED, or on Facebook at the Child Anxiety Support page. Thanks again, and have a great week.